My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today the Church celebrates the memorial of Saints Charles Lwanga and companions, martyrs from Uganda who were killed for their refusal to participate in the immoral and impure demands of their king. They were pages in the court of the pagan king who had recently come to power, replacing his father. And this young king at first invited the Christians back. His father had expelled them. He invited them back, but shortly he was persuaded by his advisors and the pagan advisors and his own mother that these Christians were a threat to his rule. He had already started to become despotic like his father, and his father had succeeded in dominating the nation through fear. And the Christians were not afraid, and so others saw this and said, if you don't put an end to this, you'll lose control, basically. And so this young king was given to various immoralities and wanted the pages to participate. And the Christian pages would not. And so he called them all together, and in front of the court of his palace there, and separated those who pray. And among the 22 martyrs that we remember, with these 22 martyrs, some others who were not identified as Christians voluntarily chose to join them. They had secretly been preparing to become Christians. The king then ordered these who refused to give in to his demands to be executed, and they were sent to be burned alive. This happened during the years 1885 to 1887, this happened. And these were the first martyrs of sub-Saharan Africa in the nation of Uganda. And at that time that they died, there were about 500 Christians altogether in Uganda. And today, at the time of their canonization, which took place in 1964, there were already 2 million Christians. And so the truth, again, is underlined of that saying that the blood of martyrs is the seed of new Christians. At the same time, the things we see happening in the world today, we could say sort of an inverse law is seen, that the infidelity, the apostasy of Christians and Christian nations is an invitation to ruin. And we can just think of France, which was once the favored daughter of Christendom, who has turned her back on the church, on Christ, and now suffers these terrible consequences of losing their own nation to infidel invaders. Well, they themselves have become infidels. But France is on the verge of collapse, from what I read. And they burned down Notre Dame, and before Notre Dame, they'd burned down and destroyed 12 other Catholic churches. So on the one hand, those who are willing to die for the faith increase the faith greatly, and those who turn away from the faith bring these disasters upon themselves. In Uganda today, we have a strong Christian witness still. As you may know, the United States has become basically a neo-pagan, human secularist country, and that's godless. We can just say it's godless. And is embracing a culture of death, a culture of immorality, and not content with that, is attempting to export this culture of death and this culture of immorality to other countries, especially those in Africa, and trying to lure them into this godless way of life with money. And recently, under President Obama's administration, the United States tried to get Uganda to buy into this bribe: take our money, but you have to, on condition, accept abortion and accept the homosexual agenda. They refused. They said, keep your money, we have God. And so that martyrdom of St. Charles Lwanga and companions has fortified that country. And now the faith in Africa is stronger than anywhere else in the world, practically. And it's really, you know, the rejection of these homosexual sins that they died for. And now their nation is strong enough to say no again. It's much in the news, sadly, the sins that are being committed and have been committed in the church, sins against children, like the king of Uganda tried to commit against these young Christian children. Unfortunately, now it's happening in the church, or it has happened. And Bishop Barron addresses this in a letter to the suffering church and reminds everyone of our Lord's stern words, those who would scandalize the children. Better that they should tie a millstone around their neck and be cast in the sea than lead these little ones astray. So, brothers and sisters, let us take inspiration from St. Charles Lwanga and his companions to give witness to the truth, whether it be of sexual morality and purity, as our Lord wills, or any faithfulness to his law against those who would try to drag society in the direction opposite God's will. And be willing, as they were, preferring to die rather than to give in to immorality. They went to their death not cowering, not sad, but happy to be able to give their witness and die for Christ and be assured a place in heaven. So may they intercede for us, for our church today, for our nation, and may our age and our society respond with fidelity. We see this happening in some countries. Brazil, just recently, the president of Brazil, the head of the secular government, had the nation consecrated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This is enormous, and certainly great graces will flow upon Brazil for this act of fidelity. Let us ask that our nation turn away from the immorality that it's promoting and projecting into the world, and rather respond to God's call and to the requests of Our Lady of America and become a nation of faith, a nation of purity, and an exporter of God's culture. Praise be Jesus and Mary.